This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Reminder, Sports Radio 92.9, the game is your home of live college football in the ATL. Guys, Saturday, 8 a.m., we'll get the day started with college football game time brought to you by Window Nation. Visit windownation.com and by Aluminum Hall. Shop UGA, Bama, Tennessee, and more. It's where fans shop. John Fricke, Chris Goforth, Abe Gordon, Garrett Chapman will set the stage for all the big matchups. And we've got them for you right here on the radio station, guys, starting with Iowa-Iowa State. That's at noon, followed by Oklahoma State at Oregon. A lot of trash talking between the coaches there. And then Michigan at Oklahoma, which a lot of people think is the marquee game this week, sort of like Ohio State and Texas was last week. We've got it all for you this Saturday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Dukes and Bell live at Hobnob at Atlantic Station. And, Mike, what a great conversation we had with Rick Stroud yesterday as we were talking about some of the things to look forward to seeing with the Bucks.
Right.
He was giving us the insight into their organization. Guys, they're really good. And I don't say that because they're the first team we're playing. I'm simply telling you, even if they weren't the first team we're playing, they are a Super Bowl caliber team the way they're made up. And if they're able to stay healthy, they're going to give a lot of teams fits. The good news is we're very familiar with them in our division.
Right.
And we asked him about Baker Mayfield and what's the relationship with this new OC and what is this going to look like potentially on Sunday for us?
Well, Baker's had eight offensive coordinators in his career, and I think it's his eighth season, and this will be his third one in Tampa Bay. So stability has not been part of his makeup, unfortunately, for him. Now, the good news is that there is continuity in the system, right? For the first time, Josh Grizzard was here last year as their passing game coordinator. He spent a lot of time with the Miami Dolphins through a couple head coaching changes down there. And so at least, you know, from that standpoint, now he's not called a play. Neither did Dave Canales before he got his opportunity here. And Liam Cohen did a great job last year. But I think it all kind of starts up front. Look, they ran the ball last year. They've been 32nd 2 years in a row. Last year they zoomed up to fourth in the league. Bucky Irving made a big difference. But that offensive line now with Graham Barton in the middle, the two tackles are locked down when Wirfs comes back and Luke Getteke. Cody Mock's been here for a while, so it's a really good offensive line. And you know, he does a lot of motion, a lot of things. It's not dissimilar to what Robinson's going to do in Atlanta. They're both from that, you know, kind of that McVay tree in a way, because he was down there with McDonald. But I think that you know, for Baker, his thing has been he needed to come to a place. He went through a lot, and he's a really smart football player. He doesn't get enough credit for just how smart this guy is. But I think the stability of the franchise, right, with Jason Light going from Bruce Arians to Todd Bowles, this coaching staff has been together since 2019 for the most part. And more than that, they've done a nice job drafting the kind of players that you want to play with. You know, these guys are unselfish. When you have Mike Evans and Chris Godwin at the top of the food chain, and then on defense you have guys like Levante David and Antoine Winfield Jr., Vita Vea. Like, those are character guys. Those are guys that will sacrifice for each other to win. And so it's a tremendous scenario. And what Bruce or Todd Bowles said to Baker was, we want you to be yourself. We want that guy at Oklahoma. You know, we want you to fight and do those things and not worry about all the other stuff. You know, just run the football team. And Baker's been very intentional from the time he got down here, making good friends with the offensive line. But he's also a guy that can go talk to Hassan Reddick, you know, and say what he needs to say. He's not a rah-rah guy, not a big talker, but, man, people follow this guy. He's got the charisma, the leadership, and he's been through some crap. You know, he really has been through some crap. And he's come out the other end, and I think that's important when you get to that position of leadership at quarterback.
For the second game with the Falcons, and afterwards we were downtown in the Inner Harbor area, and he came into American Social, and they got a young child at that point, got the baby, and he's got the mom with him, and so he's helping the baby. Meanwhile, stops, takes pictures with everybody, signs autographs for a bunch of kids, and that was after a really tough loss. Just a good guy. You talked about it with Rick, the maturation process. If he wasn't on the Bucs, he's a very rootable, to me now, he becomes a rootable guy.
I'm with you. And again, I actually like to watch him play, except for when he's playing against us, because he can make exciting plays, and you go, wow, did Baker Mayfield really just do that? I had a friend that lives on a lake in Austin where he lives. A lot of people live right there at Lake Travis. And, Mike, when Baker bought that house after his first big deal with the Browns, and everybody thought, because originally he's from there. For those who don't know the story, he wanted to go to Texas. Texas said, too small. So he went to OU. And the rest is history, right? So the bottom line is he bought a house back. He came back after his first contract. And a lot of people were like, oh, man, this is great. And people, the stories were that Baker, you know, had this attitude, this aura about him. And that's completely changed now. That when
he was too much Johnny Football.
Yes, right? Correct. When he first got the Browns and he was the first overall pick, that bravado is cool. You want that. But you don't want that when you're out in public and you're meeting people. And, like, to your point, I think a lot of that has changed, and that's why people have come around on Baker Mayfield. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. More with our buddy Rick Stroud as he was talking about what is going on with this Bucs team. Now, from an injury standpoint, we'll tell you on the injury front what's going on with Vita Vea here in a second. But what about the Falcons and the Bucs? And this is interesting because we want to get off to a fast start. They feel like they should have beat our butts twice last year.
Yeah, they blew it, man. They went backwards. All they had to do was basically run the football. They couldn't do that. We burned the timeout correctly.
Yep.
And then forced them to punt. And then we were able to drive and kicked a long field goal, which sent us to overtime. And we talked to Kadarrell Hodge about his game-winning score. And then, you know, the game in Tampa, that was a game which we were in control of, and then they took it back. And that's why that A.J. Terrell pick, they're going in for a touchdown.
It's big.
Huge. Jesse Bates, an empty possession for the Bucs, getting that strip and the fumble. Take that away, they probably beat us.
Was that the Pitts strip as well?
That was where Pitts gets stripped by Antoine Winfield at the goal line. Scores a touchdown. I talked to the camera crew afterwards because we were sitting right behind the bench. They did not have a pylon cam.
Okay.
Not every regional game gets the pylon cam, the national games. So, yes, Fox's cheapness probably saved us a touchdown on that play because the second score would have come back.
All right. Here is what our buddy Rick Stroud, who covers the Bucs and has covered the NFL for a very long time, said about their attitude. We're talking about the Bucs coming in to face us on Sunday.
Oh, no, they care. Of course they care. And they were fortunate because they lost twice to Atlanta. They still won the division. So they got the work done everywhere else. But it came down to the final game. They had to beat New Orleans, and they did it. Turned out Atlanta lost to Carolina that week. But, listen, every year is a new year, right? Every year is a new year. And they feel like they definitely let some games get away. I mean, I left the press box in Atlanta after Levante David makes the interception on 4th and 15. Now, how are you going to lose that game, right?
Right.
They found a way to do it. They were on the plus 25. Yeah. And I'll be damned if they didn't go backwards with a penalty. The officials missed the face mask on Bucky Irving. They had to punt the ball. They punted in the end zone. We know what happened after that. And then, you know, a similar game was played up here in Tampa. So, look, I think for this team who's getting a lot of flowers, and they're not used to it really, but when you've won the division 4 years in a row, you've been in the playoffs 5 straight seasons, it's going to happen, right? But the one thing that is kind of got their attention, it's game one. You're always ready for that. But they do feel like they let two get away against the Falcons last year. And so that'll be the little chip that they'll need, you know, going into the first part of the season and for this first game for sure. That did not leave a good taste in their mouth last year.
Yeah, they're one of the better teams in the NFC. Do they have Super Bowl championship quality? They got aspirations just like everybody else.
Right.
But, I mean, look, I mean, you could argue they're better than us. just for what they've built. You know, I mean, Michael Penix Jr., we hope he becomes an established QB in this league. That's why the Vegas number is what it is. People don't know what we've got because we've got unproven pieces. What does our new defense look like? You know, from the secondary to the edge rushers. You know, what does Divine Diablo look like? What does Ruka Roro look like? You know, is our right tackle going to hold up? I mean, these are all valid questions, but the Bucs, they're a bit further down the road than us. Doesn't mean they're better than us. I mean, we can close that gap, but we pulled some amazing clutch to beat them twice last year.
Yeah, and look, sometimes you need a little luck.
Hell okay? Yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, I'll take it. It doesn't matter. It's like if you hit that shot in golf and it goes in and you're like, oh, man, I don't even know why I hit it over there. Sometimes you need a little luck.
Right.
And for us, you know, that's what has to happen this year. You got to be good. But last year we got a little luck on our side, especially against the Bucs. 404-726-0929. The latest on Vita Vea, guys, speaking of big run stoppers, is potentially, Mike, I think he may be a game-time decision as well, but his impact on his absence, should I say, and the impact on their defense, I would compare to what we saw last night with Jalen Carter.
Right.
They were a different defense without Vita Vea.
He's a force multiplier. In other words, makes everybody around him better because he commands help from both guards with the center. Vita Vea returned to practice after missing the last 2 days with a foot injury. See him moving around. And he looks a little gimpy. Rick Stroud posted the video. I reposted it. Mike Bell, ATL. So if you want to see what the Kool-Aid man looks like, down at one bucket in your place. Maybe he plays, maybe he doesn't. But that's the same thing. Darnell Mooney's been in pads, but he's still, you know, going to be a game-time decision.
Yeah, and look, our guys, to our credit, faced this dude in that front last year, and we handled it, okay? So this isn't any surprise. It's like, okay, if he's not there, I still feel like we're going to be able to run the ball because we did it last year.
Right.
And if
it's
he's there,
Aaron Donald, but he's really good.
Yeah, and if he's there, we'll handle it. So I'm not simply afraid of him being out there, but either way, I think it hurts the Bucs more than anything if he's not available. All right, man, we got plenty more to dive into as we broadcast live from Hobnob, guys. We're hanging out here. Literally, Mike, describe what we're looking outside of our window here because we're near the patio, but the windows are not open.
Right, man, this is the center. I would call this Times Square of Atlantic Station, but it's the center stage area where they got the Dirty Bird Rally stage set up. You're going to have players. Falcon Legends will be here, and we're going to have T.I. Tip is going to be in the house. So we're right in the middle, Hobnob. Such a great central location, right? If you could go past Hobnob, where the movie theater is.
That's right.
So, you know, if you come down and you park down below, like me, I generally always park in the wrong place and walk a little bit because I get disoriented. But Atlantic Station, I remember back in the day when Ray Buchanan had a place here, and I was thinking about, man, getting the crib up here, man, getting that studio. I look back at those decisions I didn't make, Carl. You could have had, like, a studio apartment for $150,000 here.
What happened? You just chose not to
I just, you know me. Oh, man, I could get fired next week. You know, radio fatalism.
Yeah.
But, no, there's some great spots and good restaurants and bars all around, so it's going to be a good time. I can't say this is the fifth or sixth year we've done this.
It's been a while.
Except for COVID, but we've done a lot of these.
We have. And every year it's gotten bigger, and fans come out, and it's just cool, man, to vibe with other fans, rise up. And more importantly, the Falcons getting you ready for Sunday and giving you a chance to see a couple of guys, some old-timers as well as some of the new cats. All right, coming up, we are going to talk about what else is going on around the NFL. Speaking of availability, what's it look like for some teams on
– This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sunday. We're finding out and getting injury reports like Matthew Stafford. Apparently, his back is a go. He is good for Sunday. Meanwhile, Cam Hayward, Mike, not sure what the situation is, but apparently he says he will play in week one. Now, people are saying your deal's not done. This contract negotiation thing that has been going on. So we'll talk about that.
Well, he has a contract.
Out.
He hasn't gotten his extension. He wants a bump. And they said they were going to kind of split the baby, but they haven't done the deal.
So we'll get into all of that. And as we mentioned, Darnell Mooney, the shoulder, he's officially questionable for Sunday's opener here against the Bucks. All right, we're coming back. We got plenty more to dive into. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.